This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, setting a different type of weight loss goal that allows you to be naturally slender now, plus a future vision of your closet. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. This journey isn't about food plans and calorie counts. It is about learning to love and care for you from the inside out, so that it becomes natural and easy for you to be slim and healthy. Join me. As a former compulsive overeater, I've been where you've been, and I'm here to help you create exactly what you want. Now go ahead and take those moments you know you want to do it. If you've listened before, maybe it's an automatic response already, that just hearing the sound of my voice starts to take you deeper and deeper into that delicious relaxation within your own body. And you can relax about relaxing. I know me, I'm very capable of getting myself worked up because I'm not relaxing properly or enough or fast enough. Oh my God! But you can just relax about relaxing, knowing that you can open up in your own time to the deepest level that's available to you now, whatever that might be. Of course, you'll want to stay awake, aware, and alert if you're doing something like driving a car, in which case you might want to turn this off and check back in when you can really let yourself go. I highly recommend it because I can't vouch for the safety of too much multitasking. Now, go ahead and take yourself deeper down, again, to whatever is available to you now, even if it's just a breath looser, a breath deeper, a breath more inside of you, bringing your awareness, calling it back from all of the far-flung places that you may have projected it, sent it, and bring it back into your own body, into the center of you. Now, the physical center of our bodies is actually about 2 inches, that would be, 4-5 centimeters below your belly button. Just below, maybe a little less than that, just below your belly button is the physical center of our body. So what if your awareness were down there? Apparently, there's a whole neural network that is like a mini brain or a different brain in our gut. There's a gut brain just down there. There's also a heart brain. So you've got your gut brain and your heart brain and your head brain. So allow your awareness to drift down to wherever it feels most comfortable, most called to in this moment. And as you know, we become present with ourselves because that is where change occurs. That's where all the good stuff happens within us. Now, if you've been here listening to the last couple of episodes, you know that we've been exploring the question of how you can accept yourself now and still create the change that you want. It seems like a dichotomy in our culture, doesn't it? That I want to change, and so therefore I find myself currently completely unacceptable. That's how I'm going to get myself to do something about it, versus what I'm suggesting, which is enjoy yourself now, chubby cheeks and dimply thighs and poochy belly and everything, and that's how you're going to get slimmer. Right, Renee. Lots of nice new age airy-fairy talk there, huh? Sounds good to you, but what about me? I'm a chubster and always have been one. This stuff isn't going to work for me. Maybe that's what you've been thinking. So I invite you to experiment a little bit and think back. Well, gosh, I've been rejecting myself all this time. Has it actually worked for me? Have I got the results that I want? And I dare say that if you are listening to this podcast called Inside Out Weight Loss, there's a good chance that beating yourself up has not produced the desired long-term results that you want. So maybe you're already there. You're like, yeah, I get it. I'm so there. But how can I do it? How can I actually come to accept myself now when truly I am repulsed by my blubber? I am repulsed by my laziness. Now, I don't know where you got it from. I don't know where I got it from, if it was just in the culture, because I'm telling you, it is all over our culture here in the United States and in other Western cultures too, but it seems especially acute here in the U.S. that we learn that, no, we're going to get tough. We're going to, you know, find ourselves unacceptable. And so we fear, we're afraid of actually accepting ourselves as we are, which speaks to a fundamental misunderstanding that I think we all have, I certainly did, about how change happens. Because the fact is that change is inevitable. It is an inevitable process that is happening at all times. I was walking through my unkempt yard thinking, yeah, there's an awful lot of change going on in this yard, and it doesn't look good. It's looking pretty unkempt. And if I just leave the yard like that, the longer I leave it, the more that it will change from year to year. I would have to work to keep it the same if that's what I wanted. So nature knows all about change. It's an ongoing process at all times, as are we. It is the very nature of our existence. It is the nature of life that change is happening at all times. And so whether or not you accept yourself as you are currently changing. In fact, we have to work very hard to not change. And the way we do that is by telling ourselves lots of interesting stories, or loud stories, for lack of interest. We just make them louder, like, you're an idiot. You'll never change. There's something wrong with you. You don't deserve it. All of these stories, which is all they are, that we tell ourselves are designed as part of our comprehensive plan to keep ourselves stuck, which we actually think is a comprehensive plan to change because we are confused. We got our reverse glasses on. So you're thinking, all right, Renee, so change is inevitable, like your yard, but I'm betting that if you don't do anything to your yard, it doesn't get any better looking. And what I want is to be better looking. I want to be slim and I want to be fit. And that is fair enough, because my yard is going to need some serious TLC. In fact, probably really serious TLC to advance to an attractive state, given the state that it's in right now. But notice I said TLC, tender loving care. They've done experiments, maybe you've seen them, where someone sends love to a plant and someone sends hate to a plant, and two plants side by side, the one that gets the love thoughts and the love feelings thrives, and the one that gets the hate thoughts and feelings is all spindly and withered and doesn't make it. So apply love and good things happen. Growth happens. Thriving happens, which takes us exactly where I want to be, which is all about being nice to ourselves. We talked about this a little bit last time. How can we become nicer to ourselves if we have trained ourselves through years of dedicated practice to beat ourselves up? I mean, heck, we've got a lot of neural pathways in there with the complain about ourselves, give ourselves a hard time circuitry, getting a workout. You see, you thought you weren't working out enough, and in fact, you've been working out that beat yourself up circuitry really well for a long time. Every day, I'm guessing. So again, if the path to creating what we want is, in fact, to be nicer to ourselves, to treat ourselves with kindness and compassion, how the heck do we get to do that, given we have so much practice and maybe training and even indoctrination from people who shall remain nameless in our family tree? How do you do that? And this we will explore after the break. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss, and this is your host, Renee Stevens. We'll be right back. If you're new to Inside Out Weight Loss, I suggest you begin at the beginning. You'll hear my story in the prologue and learn the key steps to the program in the early episodes. You'll find a link to the archive at insideoutweightloss.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click podcasts. We're back now. How is it that we can actually be nicer to ourselves about our bodies, about our weight? Because after all, that's what brings us together here. So let me ask you this. How do you define weight loss success? This is a question that we have been exploring in the InsideOutWeightLoss.com group. We've been talking about it on the forum and in the group coaching calls, and I've had some really interesting responses, because typically when you ask yourself that question, how do I define weight loss success, the first thing that pops into many people's minds is a number on the scale, a number of for clothing size, a circumference of our hips, of our waist, of our bust, of chest, whatever it is. It's a number, and that means success if we were at that number. Now, if you were to ask a naturally slender person how they define success, I wonder if the question would even make sense to them. Do they stay slim by having a number in their mind, by obsessively measuring their hips and their waist, by vowing that they'll be in a certain size of clothing? I don't think so. I think it's kind of dull because it's always the same size. Oh, I just want to share this vision that I just had for you. I want you to imagine for a moment that it is 5 years from now. You are looking in your closet and you're looking at some clothes that fit you and have long fit you. And you think, it's time to go shopping. My wardrobe needs an update, not because your size has changed. It's the same as it has long been, easily slim. It's the same happy size for you. But you need to go shopping because it's looking a little dated. Fancy that. It's really cool when that happens. I can tell you, if you don't mind me bragging for a moment, that happens to me, and it's often my teenage daughter who lets me know. Time for an update, Mom. I do hope for you that it's a little gentler than your teenager telling you that. But imagine that. Time to go shopping because you need an update. Because everything still fits and has long fit. And in 10 years' time and in 20 years' time, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I still have those hanging in my closet. They are so retro that they're back in style now. And maybe your teenager will want to borrow them. Ha ha. Okay, back to the matter at hand. Which is, how the heck do you define success in weight loss if it's not a number? If a naturally slender person is not defining success by a number because they just easily and naturally are that size, that same slim size, then how the heck do they define it? Well, they probably don't even think about success because it's just the default. So if you want to have an idea of what success looks like because you want to track your progress, being the good, goal-oriented person that you are, may I suggest shifting your goal from an outcome sort of goal, a number sort of goal, to an experience goal. In other words, the experience of living naturally slender is, in fact, its own reward. Isn't that strange? That it is more pleasurable to live in a naturally slender way, more enjoyable than it is to live in an overweight way. Quite the contrast to the visions of discipline and deprivation that many of us bring to the table here from our past poor experiences with diet. So the experience of being naturally slender, what if that were your goal, to have the experience? So what the heck is the experience? It's about pleasure. We got that hint already. And here we go. It's about doing your best in any given moment, perhaps, to feel as good as you can in your body, to take good care of yourself. So looking back on your day, which is always a lovely practice to have as you settle down for the night and you're writing in your success journal, two good things from the day, two things that make you feel good. You're writing in your journal or you're doing your mental tabulation and you think, how was it? Did I enjoy my day? How could I bring more enjoyment of living in my body to this day? What would be the answer to that question for you? Well, if I eat foods that make me feel deeply nourished, if I do nourishing activities, if I go through my levels 1, 2, and 3 of self-correcting, for those newbies out there, that's how you bring yourself back into balance. These are all feel-good activities, how I bring myself back into balance when I'm off. Did I read a good book? Did I spend a little time in nature? Did I listen to some music that really renews me? Did I connect with a friend? Did I dance to my favorite tunes? Did I spend some time in prayer and meditation? Whatever it may be, did I do that? Now, if the answer is, well, no, or if the answer is, actually, I stuffed my face until it hurt all over and I was numb, that's fine. Then all you have to do is say, okay, well, there's an area where I could bring more enjoyment and pleasure. And at this lovely little time at the end of the day or the beginning of your day, whenever it works for you, you say, if I could do that over again, what might I do differently? Not in the beat yourself up kind of way, get tough kind of way. We've already heard all about that. But in the curious kind of way, I wonder what would work better. And you'll ask yourself that question. You'll come up with an idea. And the idea may be a great one. It may be an okay one. Maybe a really bad one. No worries. You'll discover as you experiment with it in your mind or living it through in the next day or so, the next opportunity, how it works. And you'll gain more feedback from that experience. And you'll say, For example, a lot of my clients will say, I say, well, how would it have been better? And they'll say, well, I should never have gotten myself into that situation in the first place. I shouldn't have eaten anything before. I should not have let myself get so hungry. There's a popular one. Shouldn't have let myself get so hungry. And I should have said no to that dinner engagement and then the party afterwards. And by the way, the fifth whiskey was definitely not a good idea. Okay, so lots of comprehensive change. And the reality is that it's too much to consider. We want to do just a little piece, just a little tweak that you could make. So, for example, instead of saying, well, I shouldn't let myself get so hungry, let's face it, in life, big hunger happens. We may not plan for it, we may not like it, but from time to time, it's going to happen. And so I think it's better to accept that sometimes you might get too hungry. That's the reality. How could that be a better experience for you? So, what if you could be relaxed and really hungry at the same time? What if I could be really relaxed, even though I was so hungry and I had run myself ragged, and just say, huh, I'm worn down and I'm depleted, and it's okay, I'm relaxed about it. How would that work out? If you say, I'm going to never let myself get that hungry again, and you do, well, that might be too much. That might be your first draft. Doesn't work. Next night you say, okay, well, that one didn't work. I did it again. Let me revise. How about relaxed and hungry? That's draft two. How about, keeping a little snack in my bag? That might be draft three. How about connecting with a friend? Draft four. Plenty of opportunities for lots of drafts as you redo the day. And by doing so, you are chipping away bit by bit, working on improving your experience of living a naturally slender lifestyle. And each little step that you take, whether or not it proves to be the final solution, is progress in that direction. So, what might be, if you're going to have a goal, if you're going to have success, what might you put at the bottom of your list? And I'm going to leave this open for you, just as I did for the members of the InsideOutWeightLoss.com community, to see what you discover for you. Is it being kind to yourself? Is it doing a redo? Is it learning something from your experience, if only to acknowledge that it didn't work? Maybe you don't have the wherewithal to do a redo tonight, but you can at least say, well, that didn't work so well. When I get around to it, the next opportunity, I'll figure out something that might work a little bit better. But at least I know that cheesecake for dinner, whatever it was, that wasn't so successful. So we'll come up with a better plan soon. That may be all you got. And that can be success, learning, enjoying, experimenting, and forgiving. These are some of the aspects of setting goals around optimizing your experience as a naturally slender person. So here's your homework. How do you define success in your journey? And could your definition of success include goals that are more of an experience than they are of a number? That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Inside Out Weight Loss is produced by Andrew Frame of BAFSoundworks.com. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I have a vision of ending the weight struggle for anyone who cares to have freedom and peace. And while we're at it, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.